It's Morning Edition. I'm Mary Ellen Pitney. Thursday morning once again, and that means it's time for this week's Arts Crawl. I've got friend, colleague, program director, whatever you want to call him, Jamie Paisley here with me. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Mary Ellen.
So I'm looking at our list right now, and the first thing on there, it seems to date back quite a bit farther than anything else we've had before.
A little bit. Fortunately, you do not need a DeLorean to go back to 441 BC. Famous play by Sophocles called Antigone. And you may have, you know, recognized that name from way back in, you know, school days, etc. But it is the tale of a young woman defying King Creon. They have brought a contemporary setting of that classic play at the University of Michigan in their Flint campus. They're having performances of that Sophocles drama, updating it to a bunch of wartime post and dealing with that struggle through Antigone's eyes. February 1st and 2nd, and the performance will be at the U of M Flint's Theater that's located on Kearsley Street, but tickets are available through the Whiting. They're kind of organizing all of that, but that classic play of Antigone from U of M Flint.
Now, this next thing I'm looking at and I'm getting really excited about because I do have a soft spot in my heart for true crime and all things spooky podcasts.
Oh, yeah. It's a bit weird, and it should be. Because it is the Ladies of the So Dead podcast. They are a Michigan-based podcast featuring tales of true crime, paranormal, urban legends, creepy crawlies. I think it's perfectly ideal for it. This is a rescheduled thing that they're doing at the Robin Theater in Rio Town on February 2nd because of that whole weather system we had back in January. At the moment, however, for this So Dead podcast, which, by the way, I'm going to be hosted by Jen Carpenter and Danny Fairman, it is listed as sold out, but of course, it's such a cool thing. I wanted to say, maybe you can get tickets at the door, because I'm always a fan of that happening anyway, because it makes it that much sweeter. Again, that's going to be February 2nd, Groundhog Day itself, at the Robin Theater, 2 p.m.
Did you know that America's first serial killer learned how to dissect bodies at the University of Michigan? I'm Jen Carpenter, and as you might have guessed, I'm from Michigan. The Mitten State, America's high five, if you will. A beautiful peninsula filled with beaches, lakes, wilderness, and a whole lot of darkness.
So we are in the middle of a particularly dreary part of winter.
Yeah.
The next thing on our list, it looks like it could help us brighten that up a bit.
It is something really quite colorful. And I think that vibrancy of the artwork comes from the artist, East Lansing artist, Scott Yukio Fergus, who is an autistic artist, by the way. Scott has a show that is opening, the arts show of the Hanna Community Center. And the reception, the opening reception, is going to be Sunday from 1 o'clock till 2 o'clock. It's free of charge to go support that local autistic artist, Scott Yukio Fergus. You can either check out our website, by the way, which we'll talk about at the end. But Scott also has his own website to bring out his challenges as an autistic artist. And that is ScottYukioCreations.com, by the way.
Art is such a great way to see the world through somebody else's eyes from a perspective that maybe you yourself do not have. Okay, clarinets.
Yes, clarinets. It gives a whole different meaning to reading the room. Yes, I know. I know, terrible joke, but the MSU Clarinet Extravaganza gets underway Sunday. It's an all-day sort of thing with professors from the MSU College of Music who are an underwriting supporter of WKAR. But it's an all-day event with Guy Yehuda, Mingji Wong, and they're bringing in from Southern Illinois University in Carbondale a guest clarinetist composer, Eric Mandat, full of all kinds of clinics and performances, concerts, of courtesy of the Clarinet Extravaganza.
I just got your joke, reading the room.
Yeah.
Now, Jamie, we do have one more thing on our list. What do you want to wrap up with?
Well, we are in the midst of winter, after all. And in Albion, they have Winterfest. It is another all-day sort of thing that goes on. It starts off with a bit of a fun run. There's plenty of bake sale goodies, chocolate, tea, coffee, all of that. And, of course, at 10 a.m., what they're known for at Winterfest is the Cardboard Classic Sled Race. Just as, you know, the Scouts have the Pine Box Derby and they make up all the little art things on it, It is what they do with cardboard for this sled race, kind of making up vehicle designs, essentially. Very, very fun event with the Cardboard Classic Sled Race. And at the end of the day on Saturday, there's a few concerts that are going on. Most of it in Albion for Winterfest is going to be on Saturday, February 1st. But I do love that the closing thing that they have listed is February 2nd, Groundhog's Day, a screening at the Boehm Theater of Groundhog Day.
Okay, so you can go sledding, you can have sweet treats, and then you get to watch a classic movie.
Just once, though, not over and over again.
Well, if you'd like to see a list of what we've talked about today, of course, it's going to be on our website, wkar.org. Not a complete list, but there is also the community calendar, also available at wkar.org. Jamie, thank you so much for being here.
Gladly. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.